It's Tuesday, and time to read from your emails and web comments. Our conversation about doping in sports prompted this email from Margie Koldinger in Sacramento. As the parent of a student athlete, I say these drug-using pros should be drawn and quartered. Our son, 25 years ago, was showing great promise as a high school football player, and my husband, a doctor and former college football player, told him to bring home anything the coaches gave him to take. The issue is children's health. Coaches can be fairly ignorant of the effects even now at the high school and college level, whether it's blood doping, growth hormone, you name it. Keep it healthy on the pro and amateur levels. As part of that discussion, Bill Strickland of Bicycling Magazine told us why he reluctantly changed his mind on Lance Armstrong and performance-enhancing drugs. Catherine McLean wrote on behalf of the Live Strong Foundation, which was founded by Lance Armstrong to assist cancer patients and their families. She said Live Strong wants to assure NPR's listeners that our organization, though proud of the tenacity and fighting spirit of our founder, is much bigger than any one person. She continued, "We fund studies and develop unique programs to help survivors live healthier lives, and we fight relentlessly every day against the globe's number one killer. Each day, more and more people join our cause, and we are incredibly grateful that, even during a tough economy, the number of people donating to Live Strong continues to rise." We spoke with Caroline Kennedy about She Walks in Beauty, a collection of poems that inspired her at different times in her life. Tara Sharps in Virginia listened and wrote, "Until his death, when I was 12, my grandfather and I would sit together and read poetry. Each week I would memorize a poem or two. Reading and discussing poetry with my grandfather was the single most important factor in shaping who I would become. I love him and will be forever grateful to him." Finally, Tim and Nina Zagat had some advice for aspiring restaurateurs. "Don't do it." Linda Paul agreed. "For years, I tortured my son with a desire to open a French country restaurant in Moscow, Idaho. I still have that desire, but don't talk about it out loud anymore. Instead, I ran for Congress as a Democrat in a highly Republican district in 2000. We don't talk a lot about that either. If you have a correction for us, comments, or questions, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from. Give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, you can get the latest on this program if you follow @TOTN, and you can follow me there as well, @NeilConan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Kenya Young, John Asante, Priska Neely, Arnie Seipel, and Peter Granitz. April Failing handles our web content. Our editor is Sarah Handel. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our intern is Colin Campbell. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Dennis Nielsen, Jerry Tennant, and Michael Cullen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is our executive producer. Tomorrow, inside the world of internet gambling, the FBI busted several online poker sites last week, leaving players, some of whom rely on the games for income, hanging. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cummins in Washington.